you are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
Let's do this!
I mean, if that's what he said, let's do it.
Parker, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it!
Yeah, let's do it. I'm pumped.
I mean, come on. I just don't see a problem here. Let's just do it.
We are back like that toxic couple on Facebook. Man, I'm pumped today. Preseason's going. Trey, how you doing over there, buddy?
Man, I'm excited. Been watching Detroit play, and I don't even care for Detroit, but I'm ready for football.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I took Mariota in a deep, deep league, and I'm excited that he's running the ball a lot. So a lot of good stuff going on there, but we got people in the mock draft ready to go with this bad boy, so I think we better just get it going. What do you say there, buddy?
Let's pop in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me randomize. Oh, nope. We're just going to go ahead and start.
Crank it.
Let's go. All right. On the clock. And Jonathan Taylor goes at the number one. Surprise, surprise. Christian McCaffrey at the two.
Christian now, McCaffrey. This is standard points for everyone out there paying attention.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. First wide receiver off the board, Justin Jefferson goes at the four spot. I mean, if you're at the four, do you take Justin Jefferson, Trey? I know you're high on him.
Probably not over Derek. It depends on who's on the board, but probably not over Derek Henry or Dalvin Cook.
You have always loved you some Dalvin Cook. That is for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anthony. I'm sorry. Anthony popping in. They're back. Mock it up. Yes, sir. We are back as per usual. Sorry to interrupt you over there, Trey.
No, you're good. One thing I've been wondering here recently is I really want a team that's all Vikings. I don't know why, but I'm like Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook, Kirk Cousins. I want them all. Irv Smith. I want them all.
Yikes. Yikes. I mean, you definitely be taking an L on that bye week, but
for sure. For sure.
I guess you're loving you some Vikings this year. Is that what you're trying to tell me right now?
In fantasy? No doubt about it.
Yeah. How about, did you see Deshaun Watson go 1 for 5 for 7 yards?
Dude looked goofy.
Bro, he was looking rough, man. Oof, that was embarrassing. I mean, what do you expect? He hasn't played for 2 years. I mean, his nerves are probably going. I mean, he was looking rough, bro.
Yes, sir. Jamar Chase goes before Cooper Kupp.
Wow. That is a first. And if this guy don't take him, I'm going to take him. But I probably shouldn't have said that.
There you go.
I knew I shouldn't have said that. It just come out of my mouth, bro, before I could even. But we're doing 30-second time clocks here. So I'm on the clock. I better get this figured out here. I mean, I guess I did see Swift going, man. And I'm going to go Joe Mixon. You know me. I like to mixing it up over here. And I'm going to take Joe Mixon. I think, you know, he did really good for me last year. And, I'm excited. Pick. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, after, you know, all the main top five guys go, yes, sir. Sonny D says, mixing it up, you know, buddy. Waddle, Waddle. Your name is Waddle Waddle, but are you going to take Waddle at the one? Do you have it in you?
Probably not.
Devontae. A lot of people in the later rounds, wide receiver, I've noticed a lot lately, which seems to be the move.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is because of injury, they're less likely to get injured, and you, so that first pick is more established and ready for you. You know, you don't want to lose that first pick to an injury and ruin your whole year when you get a wide receiver that has better chance of staying healthy.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I mean, that's a good strategy if you think about it. You know, like all the workhorse main guys are going to go the first six or seven picks. So once you get back there a little farther, then you know you got to get them leadoff batters, and that'll be in your wide receiver crew. So it makes sense. Kelce in the first round.
I like it. I like it. And that's especially in, you know, in standard format, I think, you know, taking running back early, I think it's a little bit more prevalent. But, you know, these guys like Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Cooper Kupp, I mean, these guys are freaking monsters, dude. And so it's tough not to take them when you're there. That's where they're going.
Yep. Somebody says, get the autos out. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Just kick them? We're in the middle of a draft, buddy. I'm in the middle of a broadcast. Kelce and Diggs at the turn. What are you going strategy wise here, Trey? What do you got in mind?
Well, you know, I was gonna take Cooper Kupp because I'm right there at level with him and Dalvin Cook. That's probably one of my hardest decisions to make. But I was hearing a lot more about Dalvin Cook recently, and I just know that if that dude plays a full healthy season, he could be the running back one. No doubt about it.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. But that if is a big if. I mean, has he had a season where he hasn't missed at least a game?
Not in a long time.
Right. Exactly.
I think maybe his very first season was the only one. But
I like the pick, man. I like Dalvin Cook. And if, like you said, if he can stay on the field, he is the man. I tell you, it was hard to pick between Swift and Chubb right there, but I think I made the right call with Swift. After seeing him, he's already got a touchdown, and the season hasn't even started.
Barkley falls perfectly where I wanted him to, right in my lap.
Wow, nicely done, buddy. Look at that, though. That scares me just a teens, because you got two kind of injury-prone guys there, but yeah.
Yeah, but Barkley's on his second year post-injury. I mean, and I really think Barkley is going to be a league winner this year. More and more, I think that he's going to be just tremendous value. I mean, I think he also has an opportunity to finish running back one. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, over Jonathan Taylor and Christian McCaffrey.
Ooh, hot take. I mean, I think he's going to do a lot better. I'm thinking top 10 for sure if he stays on the field. But you're thinking he could go number one, huh?
I think he has that in him for sure.
Albert jumps on and says, what's up, everybody? What is up, Albert?
What up? What up?
How's it going over there, man?
Okay. Man, I see that so often. The Christian McCaffrey, Javonte Williams on the same team. I'm seeing that a lot, and I don't like that. Well, it scares me to death, man. Which, you know, I got Dalvin Cook and Saquon. But.
right. But, I mean, Melvin Gordon, he's got a hurt foot. He's resting that foot. So, Javonte maybe gets a little more workload towards the beginning of the season. Maybe. I mean, we don't know how all that's going. It could just be, dude's getting old. Dude needs a little more time off.
James Conner falls to the third round. I'm loving that.
And I'll tell you, man, he's got a good team going. The Hammer, I'm liking his team.
Yeah, already. And I am on the board. And let's take another injury-prone running back.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yes, sir.
Albert hops on. He says, how do you get into the mocks? Are you talking about how you get in and mock with us, Albert? If that's what you're talking about, man, you just got to hit us up. Bandy, Fourth and Flex is my tag on Sleeper. Send me a friend request there, and I'll definitely send you an invite to the next one, buddy, for sure.
No doubt. Mahomes goes before Allen.
Wow. Well, that's
an auto.
It is an auto. And then the other auto took Allen. But still, don't you think auto normally would
take Allen over Mahomes? Interesting.
And I'm on the clock, so I better get to it. And, man, I tell you, once you take two running backs off the rip, a lot of the big wide receivers go. All right. I'll go T. Higgins. Oh, give me some T. Higgins. He's got a question mark by his name. What's going on with T. Higgins? T. Higgins ready to go. Okay, good. That's good. I knew that. That's why I picked him.
You love some T. Higgins, baby.
Ah, man, I don't know, bro. He's electric, bro. With Joe Burrow.
Here's the deal. I agree with that because I personally want T. Higgins over Ja'Marr Chase for the simple fact that Ja'Marr Chase is going in the first round.
Right. I think
that T. Higgins has a better chance to give you value out of your pick.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to have some balls if you want to grab him early. And he's just too rich for my blood, you know?
And you are on the clock, my friend.
I am. Oh, but I am. Oof. I better figure it out, bro.
Better figured it out. 8 seconds.
I got this.
Josh Jacobs.
That's the first time I've drafted Josh Jacobs, and I don't know how I feel about it yet, but that clock was ticking, and, you know, I thought another running back here made sense.
All right. Elijah Mitchell goes. I'm on the clock.
Deontay Johnson goes. I have been actually loving me some Deontay Johnson lately. I don't know. Him with Trubisky with them short throws. Deontay can usually make something of it. So I really love that. What you gonna do, Trey? What you gonna do?
Give me some Pity City.
Pity City. I like it. Oof. You know, I'm surprised. I'm surprised to see you going so heavy on the running backs just because I've done almost every mock with you, and you have been wide receiver heavy in the first couple rounds. So I'm glad to see you're getting back to your roots, buddy.
Well, with standard scoring and everything like that, you know, I lean a little bit more towards the running backs. But at the same time, I love getting Dalvin Cook, Saquon Barkley, and Ezekiel Elliott, all three potential top 10 running backs, all on my team, chilling.
Yes, sir. They are chilling. Chilling they are. Ooh, so, Trey, standard scoring, when do you think is the best time to take a quarterback?
Man, I still am, you know, if it's a single quarterback league, I'm not taking my quarterback till late. And mm-hmm. that means I'm not getting any of these top guys, but I really don't care. I'm going to get a nice, solid, level average quarterback, stack him with a great wide receiver, mm-hmm. and just walk in swinging.
I mean, I've been able to get Tom Brady in the 10th round, bro. I mean, just exactly. by waiting, just be patient. If you wait, get your skill players in there, and then you can still manage to score you a decent quarterback in the later rounds.
Now, do I want a Herbert? Of course I want a Herbert, but am I going to take him in the 4th round? I'm not.
Like I said, rich for my blood. I get it. Yeah. Josh Allen, if you want him, he's going in the 3rd, 2nd round, and I get that 100%.
A lot of wide receivers going off the board right now, baby.
Yes, it is Blue City over there. I do love how Sleeper color coats the by player. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is rad, bro. I really like that. And I just love how it pops. Pop on Sleeper. Sleeper is where it's at.
Oh, to me, baby. Yes, you did.
Sonny D took Jalen Waddle. Waddle, you're not going to be too happy about that one, buddy. Just guessing.
Allen Robinson goes, and then I take Hollywood Brown.
Man, dude, I have not been able to get Allen Robinson lately, bro. His value has gone up and up and up and up. And is it because I've been talking about how good he's going to be?
I don't know, but it terrifies me.
Yeah, because you've been so low on him lately. Drake London getting hurt in that game. Did you see that?
I seen that.
One pass for 25 yards, man, and then he went down.
It was a good catch, and he had some yards after the catch, but he got hit on the sidelines, and it was just like his knee was out, and that's scary for a rookie, man, like, you know.
I'm thinking it didn't look too serious. We'll have to get with Dr. T on that later.
You're on the clock.
Oh, Drake injury. Yeah, Drake London's injury isn't really serious. Sonny D, just let me know. Wow, it came around to me quick.
Oh. Yeah, I seen him sitting on the sideline, so it doesn't look like it's going to be too serious. But, you know, it's still something to monitor when a guy goes down in preseason.
I may be reaching slightly for Gabe, but I don't feel like he'll make it back to me. So I'm taking Gabe Davis at the 6'3".
I like that. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about Amari Cooper this year?
It's hard to say, man, just because of the whole Deshaun Watson thing. And now, after watching Deshaun play and see him with his nerves going, I like Amari. I think he's a great route runner and a great slot guy, but I'm worried about taking him. Now, if I can get him in the later rounds, I'll go for it, but I don't know about getting him very early.
Went ahead and got that stack.
Ooh, yes, sir. Kyler and Marquise. That's going to be great for the first half of the season.
Hey, baby, and then that's where the waiver wire comes into play.
Yes, sir. That is half the battle. The draft is half the battle, guys. Getting on that waiver wire and playing it like that, that is the best part to me. That's the funnest part to me, dude, is just feeling like you know somebody's going to hit and you snag them, bro.
And that's the only way to win your leagues, man. I mean, it is so rare for you to win the league with the team that you drafted. By halfway through the year, you probably only have half of who you drafted. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I do that towards the end of the year. I go back and I look and see who's still on my roster. And generally, it's like three or four players. Right. If that.
Man, really? A lot of wide receivers going off in the first half of this.
Wide receiver heavy, bro. But like we said, in the NFL, there is a plethora of wide receiver talent this year.
I'm going to read this off to you. Bruce has Derrick Henry, first running back. Deebo Samuel, Mike Evans, Mike Williams, Allen Robinson, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Oof.
That's dirty, bro. That's sick.
Bruce, cold-blooded over there, baby. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Hit it for me one time, Trey.
Amon-Ra.
Yeah, there we go. Man, that was a good Amon-Ra.
Oh, Drake London goes off.
Well,
ain't nobody worried about him.
Nope. Sonny D, who's in the mock right now, just was in the comments saying it's nothing serious, you know. So, I mean, yeah. You get it. Well, it's good, baby.
Dang, my guys are coming off the board. Rashad Bateman, Juju Smith-Schuster. These are all guys I'm looking at in these later rounds, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Juju's gone now, though. I know you started off not loving Juju, but I, as things progressed, I saw you start to slowly fall in love with Juju.
I watched a little more tape. All right, now I got to grab my boy, my familia, Treylon Burks, baby.
Got him. Oh, man. Have they played their preseason game yet? They did, didn't
yes.
they? Yeah,
and
they lost.
One snap. Ran for 4 yards. It wasn't even a pass. It was a run. They handed it to him, and he ran for 4 yards, and that's all he did.
Well, but, hey, are they going to use him in the
well,
run
that's
game
the thing,
a little?
Because, you know, because he didn't play a lot in the preseason, that lets me know that they plan on using him as a starter, you know, because they didn't play any of their starters. And but he hit one snap for a 4-yard run. I was like, is he a Deebo Samuel-type player? I'm interested.
You know, no doubt.
Is he going to lighten the load for Derrick Henry, or what's going on here?
Oof. I'm loving it. I am loving it. Oof. Chris Olave. Wow, it's back to me already, and I guess I'll take the other one I was wanting to get. Elijah Moore.
Love that. In the 8th round, baby. Solid,
solid. Yes, sir. Speaking of the Jets, did Zach Wilson get hurt, didn't he?
Yeah, he's hurt. I don't know if he's hurt bad. I just know that he went to the tent and Mike White was in. I haven't seen it since we started the mock.
Mike White, the GOAT of backups.
Yes, sir.
You remember him last year, bro?
Bro, I loved Mike White last year. I was like, keep him in, bro. Even when Wilson got back, I'm like, keep Mike White in.
I know. No, Robert Woods, Bobby Trees goes off, who you were thinking about grabbing next, huh?
Yeah, that's normally my dude, but I grabbed Burks instead, so I don't really want to double up on that. But I will go with Aaron Rodgers' man. Allen Lazard.
The Lizard King himself. I like it. I'm not going to lie to you. I was looking at old Lizard over there. I thought about him, but, you know, in the 8th round, if he is the number one, like they're saying, that's good, bro. That's a good pick.
Brews grabs six wide receivers and then still gets a Chase Edmonds. What a value.
Nicely done, buddy. Nicely done. Chase Edmonds. He's going to be the lead, isn't he, in the Miami backfield?
Yeah, he's number one right now.
And Brews says, let's go, baby. Oh, man.
All right. Austin Heckler on the clock takes Russell Wilson. Loving Russell this year.
Looks like people are starting to get a little quarterback happy. Speaking of quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts, baby. He went off, bro. What he was it, like 9 for 9, 80 yards in the first drive, bro?
All passes, yeah. That's exciting, bro.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I'm surprised, bro. Like, I've been kind of down on Jalen, man. Like, I mean, we always knew he's good for fantasy, but he was throwing the ball. It's almost like he had something to prove.
Yeah, I got him in the multiverse league, so.
I know. That's looking good. The only thing is, you know, if he's not running like he, you know, usually does. I mean, chances are maybe it's because preseason. He's like, I'm not going to put my body on the line for preseason, you know. So this is an opportunity to work on my throws and show people that I can throw the ball accurately.
And I'm sure they only had him in for the first quarter and all that. So,
Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown stack looking real, says Sonny D. Yes, sir. Ramondre Stevenson, man, with James White retiring. I mean, Ramondre is going to be the guy. I mean, we saw how he looked last year. I'm excited to see what he's got this year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, you are. The Hammer says, I am loaded, boys. Yes, you are. And he's got Dak as his quarterback. Ooh, his team is looking cold, brother.
Yeah. And I love Brandon Ayuk. I was sleeping on him a little bit, but more recently I've been liking him a lot more.
Hit you with that Ayuk.
Sky Moore goes, Rashad Penny goes, and it's back to me.
I like to play a game sometimes and try to guess who Trey's going to draft.
I'll give you 10 seconds.
Christian Kirk.
Wrong answer.
Okay. Oh, okay.
One more guess.
Kadarius Toney.
Wrong answer. Give me some Zach Ertz, baby.
I think he got hurt, bro. Just so you know, he's dealing with a calf injury, is what it is.
Yeah. Well, he's ready, and he's ready to go.
I mean, that's straight out of the doctor's mouth over there, guys. Oh, Albert says, did y'all see that 76-yard touchdown pass from Lance? Oh, no way. Did that just happen?
Oh, wow. I didn't see
it. It's on right now, bro. We're missing it, bro.
Yeah, we're missing it.
No way, dude. Who'd he throw it to, Albert?
Well, I bet it was Ayuk.
And then Trey Lance goes off the board. That's what I was thinking.
Also, Zach Ertz, no worry for him to start week one. So, what's up?
Well, thank God. I was worried.
I called Dr. T. He let me know.
Oh, yeah. Dr. T. You guys can meet Dr. T if you go over there and check out our headline huddle on the YouTube channel over there. And guys, while you're at it, if you guys don't mind hitting that like button for us, if you're watching us on YouTube, that helps us out tremendously, guys. Sub to the channel, you know, all that good stuff. We really appreciate it. We got a good group of guys that we're drafting with here. I could tell we're having interactions. I love it.
Yeah, that Trey Lance pick was a backup for Josh Allen, which is insane, bro. That dude's not gonna worry about a quarterback at all.
I had to let the mooth loose.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, Trey Lance to Danny Gray, the rookie. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to watch that one, dude. Now, Gesicki goes off the board after me. Now, I'm worried about Gesicki's production this year just because they say that he's, you know, he's going to be more of a blocking tight end, but that's just not Gesicki's the way he is, so... I'd be surprised if that's the way they ran him. Let's see. James Robinson. Is he going to be ready week one or what?
I think that they're saying that he is, but I still don't know if he's going to be the starter. That's the thing.
Well, he tore his left Achilles. Yeah, he tore his left Achilles tendon. So I don't know, man. They're saying he definitely won't play in preseason, but I mean, worst case scenario, what? Week two, week three, something like that.
Well, worst case scenario, like the whole season with an Achilles normally, you know, but like these guys with these Achilles nowadays are just like, no problem. It's no big deal. My Achilles healed.
Yeah, no doubt, bro. I don't know what they're putting in the water, bro, but
these used to be season ending. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not season ending, career ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Isaiah Spiller goes, and I'm thinking of somebody that I want to get. I wonder if he's already went off. We're in the later rounds. I got my quarterback in the books. I like to use some of my later rounds to, you know, find me a good rookie that I'm interested in seeing what he could do because, you know, I drafted Ja'Marr Chase last year in, what, the 9th round? And, dude, he was my number one wide receiver. He didn't sit a game. So there's a couple rookies that I'm really excited to see what they've got.
I don't want to bring it up unless he's already off the board.
Stop bringing it up.
Yeah, James Cook. Okay, I was making sure I didn't see James Cook. And I was like, that sucker better have already went off the board. He went in the 9th round, which I think is really good value. I've seen him go as high as the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And see, look at that. Big Brink waited till the 11th round to get his quarterback, and he still pulled Derek Carr. I love it.
Value.
I love it. I remember, I mean, a few years back, you had to start getting your quarterbacks, what, 6th round, 7th round?
Oh. Tyler Allgeier goes off the board.
Damn it.
That's Sonny. Who you were talking about? That's I was going to pick.
That's who I was talking about. Sonny, you sniping fool, you. It doesn't matter.
My cue and everything.
It doesn't matter because I'm not going to get him anyways because Trey was going to grab him. But still.
Yes, sir. Oof, it's rough out here in these streets.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and grab me my little Tua, my safety net.
Hey, does Zach Wilson have a torn ACL? Oof.
Ooh, I do not know, but if he does, I cannot wait for Mike White. Sorry, Zach Wilson, but Mike White's my dude.
I'll tell you, it's going to be the Jimmy G show in New York, bro.
Hey, bro, I heard that the Browns were looking into Jimmy G.
Uh-huh. I heard the exact same thing, dude.
Do they have any money left?
Right?
I mean, they're going to be like, Deshaun, you're going to have to give up a couple of them dollars. We got to get Jimmy G over here.
He's like, what you talking about, Willis?
You were 1 for 5. We need some money back.
Yeah. We need $10 million for every incomplete in that preseason game, bro.
Yeah, and Jimmy G's like, I'll just take $10 million, dog. Just I'll get you to the playoffs, okay?
Jimmy G is the most winningest quarterback, bro.
Yeah, so bro, he's a monster.
So much disrespect on his name.
You're on the clock, 15 seconds.
That was quick, bro. I was just on the
they
clock.
Ready on it, dog. They ready on it.
No doubt. Had me sweating, bro. Had to grab some. What you saying? Oh no to my pick or what?
No, you sweating.
Oh, like, Marlon Mack. Marlon Mack, right? He's supposed to be the guy in Houston.
The guy.
He's at top
in
the depth chart.
Houston. Remember that. That's all that matters. That's why he's down there.
Houston, we panic sweat pick Marlon Mack. That's what Sonny says. Hey,
for show.
Leagues are won and lost on panic sweat picks, my man.
All right, I am back on the clock.
Deshaun. Somebody took Deshaun. Auto draft took Deshaun Watson.
And I am very interested in my man, Kenny G.
Kenny, I think he might be hurt too, bro.
No, he is not hurt.
Yes, he is.
He's okay, but he's not. He's hurt for the preseason. I think this is my take on a lot of these preseason injuries, is these guys are afraid to get hurt. So they come up with the energy. Oh, my Achilles. I think my hamstring's tight. I can't play because there's way too many people getting hurt in the preseason.
Dude.
But it already says before, I mean, as soon as they're hurt, it says, don't worry, expected to play week one.
Uh-huh. I'm
like, so what are we doing here?
Brews gets Julio Jones at the 12-8, bro.
Nice, nice.
I like that. I like that a lot. Julio,
oh, that's value down all day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know they say Gage's stuff isn't super serious, but I think Julio's going to eat a little bit over there. Also, I think Kyle Rudolph is going to do a lot more than people are realizing.
Yeah, I've seen you took him in that other draft that we did.
Yeah, and they were like, garbage tight ends.
Yeah.
Simtex over on TSS Fantasy talking smack on my tight ends.
Got the Mark Ingram in case the suspension happens.
Mm-hmm. I did see that. I'm really digging dude's team, dude. In the one spot, I don't know about mm-hmm. you, man, but I have problems drafting at the one. I just feel like the guys aren't falling to me the right way. And I just, maybe I need to practice more at the one spot.
I started out having problems at the one, but it got better the more I drafted at it.
Well, I tell you, the Hammer, man, that's a good looking team at the one. I'm not going to lie.
Do you want me to put the hammer down?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh my God. What does he say? You took off, you rode all off right. Your hammer.
Oh, my dude, come off the board.
Albert, oh shit, you should have picked him.
No, I was looking for Jalen Tolbert. Oh no. Oh no. What are we gonna do? We're gonna go with Devontae Parker.
Devontae Parker. I was high on him, but as time goes on, I'm worried about his production. But
it's the Patriots altogether. I'm worried about any production out of the entire Patriots team. But somehow mm-hmm. they win games, so it's like
yeah. Well, I mean, they were top five defense, one of the top five defenses last year. That helps.
That's right. I knew today,
I should say,
I was playing Xbox with, and he was talking about how much he thought Mac Jones, how accurate and good he was. And I said, bro, he had games where he only made three passes. Of course his accuracy looked good. He was like, if you're 2 for 3, hey, bro, that's 66%.
I mean, yeah, but I do think Mac Jones is decent accuracy-wise.
I do too, but I do think that Belichick limits him to keep him from getting too crazy.
Sure, but that's when he was a rookie. Maybe this year Belichick's going to trust him a little bit.
Hey, bro, speaking of that, we're almost done with this draft, but have you heard the adding head coaches to your fantasy league?
What?
Yeah, bro, I saw a thing about it today where you pick a head coach. It's a position, head coach. You pick a head coach, okay? If the head coach wins that game, if that team that he coaches wins the game by 10 or more, you get 5 points, right? If he loses the game by 10 or more, you lose 5 points. But if the game is close, if it's within 10 and you win, you get 7 points. And if it's within 10 and you lose, you lose 7 points.
I do not hate that at all, bro.
No, I think that would be awesome.
That's like one of those things people be hating on, like kickers and defense, which I still do in like my home league that Trey and I are in. I still do kickers and defense because it's a team. You got to have a team, bro. And now if you could throw a coach in there, I think that's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, and I like it because it said if it's within 10, so if it's a close game and you lose, it hurts you more. But if it's a close game and you win, you get more. Which, you know, is kind of how a coach feels, you know. If it's close and you pull it out with that final play, like, you know. And mm-hmm. I think it's even like 14 points or some shit if they win by 1 point or something.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah, bro. I mean, who you drafting, Belichick?
Ooh. Who are you drafting? I'm gonna take Todd Bowles, baby. Why not?
I like Kyle Shanahan, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. You got to think of somebody who's what? Going to win by a lot of points, right?
Well, no. You want it to win by close. So who is this is sad, but who are the Vikings coach?
not Zimmer anymore. Who is it? I was just looking at it. Kevin O'Connell,
because you know what? Last year, I think it was the Vikings won or lost by within 6 points, like 14 of their games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Right there is what you need. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Zero destroyer. Do y'all think Michael Thomas is worth getting this year, Trey?
I think he is, depending on where he's going. If you look in this league, he went in the fifth round. If he's a top 10 wide receiver that you grabbed in the fifth round, that's a league winner. And he's put up those kind of numbers before. Now, it is scary with, you know, him not playing in a couple years and his injury and everything like that. But when you're taking him in the fifth round, that injury risk and everything is factored into that draft pick. So I like him there.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're saying that he's looking like the Michael Thomas of old in training camp and stuff. So, yeah, I love taking Michael Thomas also. So that is it. The draft is in the books, fellas. Real quick, we're going to get a quick word from our sponsors, and we will be right back. Support for 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This podcast is brought to you in part by Manscaped. Guys, go over there. Check out Manscaped. They've got great stuff. The goat of Manscaped is them boxers. I am telling you, with that jewel pouch, it is where it's at. Get you the Lawnmower 4.0. It's freaking awesome. It's waterproof. And as also, boom, LED light for them dark showers, baby.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Superflex 20, 20% off and free shipping anywhere in the world.
That's right. That's right. Anyways, guys, we have some grades to give out, and we are going to get them going right now. Where do you want to start, Trey? Let's start with the hammer.
The hammer.
I'm going to go ahead and name off the hammers team. He got Jonathan Taylor, Tyreek Hill, James Conner, DK Metcalf, Michael Thomas, TJ Hockenson, Drake London, Dak Prescott, Brandon Ayuk, Tyler Boyd, Ronald Jones, Mark Ingram, DJ Chark, I'm not going to bring that one back. KJ Osborne. At a glance, what do you think about this team, Trey?
At a glance, it looks good.
It does, bro. I've been eyeballing this team the entire draft, and I love it. Like I said earlier, the one spot for me is a hard place to draft. I think I need some more practice there, but this guy, beautiful, I got to say.
Yeah, I'm loving this team. Dak Prescott is a quarterback. I think he's great because you can get him way later than some of these other guys, and he has the potential to kill it. I mean, if he's back on his legs again like he used to, I mean, he has the potential to go nuts this year. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Taylor obviously is the man. You know, taking him at the one spot, got to. He's going to put up those numbers. James Conner, touchdown king last year. Now he's got less of work share in the backfield. Now that Chase Edmonds is gone, I think he's going to kill it. Tyreek Hill, the boy in Miami, who's got a better quarterback than Mahomes now, according to him. DK Metcalf, I still think he's going to put up points. I'm scared, you know, with Geno Smith or Drew Lock, but I still think he's going to put points, and have him as your second guy on your team, I think it's solid. Michael Thomas could freaking blow it through the roof. So as a wide receiver three, that is hella value. Hockenson at the tight end. I like Hockenson. That's my dude. He was putting up steady points last year before he got hurt. And then getting a rookie in there, Drake London, bringing back some Brandon Ayuk. Tyler Boyd, the third man on the team, but the man can catch the ball and he can get some points on the board. Ronald Jones, case Clyde Edwards-Hilaire doesn't pull it through. Mark Ingram, case the Kamara suspension. I mean, it's a solid team through thick and thin.
Exactly. Even at the bottom, he got good players for good value. I love the Ronald Jones. Clyde Edwards-Helaire gets hurt all the time. I think Rojo's going to do good over there in KC. Mark Ingram, I mean, that thunder and lightning, I like it. I like it. James Conner, if he does what he did last year, whew, in the third round, he's been going a lot earlier than that, has he not?
Oh, yeah. I've seen him go in the late second. And I mean, sometimes he makes it to the third, but getting him at the first spot, I've yet to see that stack with Jonathan Taylor and James Conner. So I think that's awesome.
Yep. So if you got to grade this team, Trey, I'm going to let you go first. Let's grade
I'm going to give it a solid B.
I'm going B+, bro. And I think it's just because of some of the wide receivers scare me just a little. And I'm not high on TJ Hockenson as you are, but B+, almost an A-, bro. And I've never given out an A. Right. Yeah, I've yet to give out an A, but very close. Great job, man.
Solid team, man.
Great job through and through. You didn't give up halfway through. You didn't give up. You still were going hard in the last few rounds. I love it. I love it.
That's how you win your league.
That's right. This is a playoff team, definitely. All right, let's keep rolling to Big Brink. Go ahead, Trey.
Quarterback Derek Carr, running backs Christian McCaffrey and Javonte Williams, A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin, Cortland Sutton, Dallas Goedert, Kareem Hunt, Rashad Bateman, Ramondre Stevenson, Isaiah Spiller, George Pickens, Khalil Herbert, and Wandale Robinson.
Man, I like Khalil Herbert. I think Khalil Herbert's going to do something, you know, possibly in flashes throughout the year. I had him last year when David Montgomery went down, and dude, he performed for me. So, I like that pick.
Getting Wandale Robinson with your 14th pick is probably the best value of this draft, because coming out of preseason, they're saying that he is winning over Kadarius Toney for the one spot.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Looking good, looking good. And Goddard has already caught a touchdown from Jalen Hurts this year. I mean, in the preseason. So he's just showing me what I've been saying this whole offseason, that Dallas Goedert, now that he's the one over there, the number one tight end, he's going to be something. I love it. Let's see. I really love the running backs here, bro. McCaffrey, Javonte, Kareem Hunt, and in the sixth round, Ramondre Stevenson, the ninth. He's going to be the number one, isn't he, in New England, Ramondre?
Well, it's looking like Damian Harris, but they're talking about Ramondre. And it's looking like 50-50, and they don't really know how it's going to work out. But Ramondre is the better back, in my opinion. What I will say, with Kareem Hunt, Ramondre Stevenson, Isaiah Spiller, and Khalil Herbert, and Javonte Williams, all five of these running backs are going to get work. Mm-hmm. And all five of these running backs, if the leader in front of them goes down, it's a league winner automatically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So your opportunity to get a league winner out of five different guys, that's hella value, man.
Definitely, definitely. And then the wide receivers aren't bad either. I mean, A.J. Brown, you're not super high on, but I think he's going to get some work. Scary Terry over there just got paid, so I think he's going to make some money. Tim Patrick went down, so Cortland Sutton's definitely getting work this year. And Rashad Bateman, I know you love Rashad Bateman. So
yes, sir. So in my opinion, I would sit A.J. Brown, start Scary Terry, Sutton, and Bateman, but I love it.
Ooh, you starting Scary Terry over A.J. Brown, huh?
Yes, sir, I am.
That would be tough for me. I think I would go A.J. first and then see what happens from there.
I'm going to put A.J. on the bench first and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Oof. I mean, I ain't going to lie. If the dude's putting up points, I'll put him in the starting position, but I don't want to start him week one.
Well, naturally, but I mean, I get it. Antonio, what's up, man? Antonio said, what up?
What up, man?
Antonio over there in the 32-man league with us.
Let's go.
Heck yeah, buddy. Thanks for popping in, brother. We appreciate it.
All right, so what are you giving this team for a grade, Josh?
All right, I'm grading this team. Let's see. I like this team a lot, man. I'm going to B-.
I agree with that. I was going to go B, but I graded the first team a B, and I think this team just has a little less value to it. But I love this team a lot. I mean, B-. So B's both off the dot. I mean, this is a solid draft, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We got, yeah, definitely some guys who know what's up. That's for sure. And let's move it along to Austin Heckler. Do you think that's like really Austin Eckler and like he just changed it so he could like people don't hit him up and shit?
Maybe.
I mean, look at his first draft pick.
You know it.
He's like, of course I got to draft myself, bro. Anyway, let me go ahead and read them off for you. Austin Eckler, Leonard Fournette, Keenan Allen, Darren Waller, Jerry Jeudy, Adam Hooked on a Thielen, Juju Smith-Schuster, Russell Wilson, James Cook, Michael Carter, Rondale Moore, Kenny Galladay, Jalen Tolbert, and Zamir White.
I love this team, bro.
Yeah, it's
I'm not big on some of the bench work after James Cook, but having the and if you take Jerry Jeudy and put Cortland Sutton, I want this team this year. But freaking Keenan Allen, Adam Thielen, Juju Smith-Schuster, I think all of these guys are getting hella value in a draft. I think they're going later than they're going to produce for. Austin Eckler and Leonard Fournette, I think, are touchdown monsters, and especially in standard format. I mean, these dudes are going to kill it. Darren Waller, you know, I've heard mixed emotions about Darren Waller, and he's dealing with a hamstring issue during the preseason, but he should be fine by week one like every other motherfucker. But
seems to be a theme.
I like this team. And I like the Rondale Moore pick too. I think that, you know, I saw his spurts last year, and he was a monster on the field when they let him out there. So I'm excited to see what he can do.
Great sleeper pick with Rondale Moore, man. I don't know. Just all of a sudden I was like, I remembered him. Oh yeah, Rondale Moore. And they're saying he's going to take Christian Kirk's spot. And he, like you said, he had flashes last year. And I think at the 11-3, I think that was a great pick. Galladay, I'm not sure about old Galladay. I think he might be washed. I hope I'm wrong because I really like Kenny Galladay.
And Jalen Tolbert, I didn't even see that. I didn't really recognize that. I love Jalen Tolbert this year. I mean, I think he's the second dude behind CeeDee Lamb. You know what I'm saying? Second Schultz, you know, but second wide receiver on the team. And as a rookie, man, I love getting rookies late in the draft like that, especially when they're starting in the one or two guy on their team, because the value could just, I mean, just skyrocket. It could be a league winner easily.
Yep, absolutely. Where is the weakness on this team, Trey? Tight end, maybe? We're talking about Darren Waller. How can that be the weakness?
Yeah, it's not a lot of weakness, to be honest.
Right.
Because I love the running backs and I love the wide receivers, man. And, I mean, the tight end's not horrible. The quarterback's great. Yeah, man, I mean, I go solid. I'm going to say a B, man. And it's probably a little bias for me because I love a lot of these guys, but I'm gonna go B. I would rather have this team than Big Brink's team, but I think they're all really good teams, dude. I'm like, normally we're giving out C minuses and D's and all this stuff, but these are B teams, man.
Bro, we're getting closer to the season. People are starting to, the guys who get into it are starting to, you know, the practice. They're getting lots of practice with these mock drafts, and obviously it's starting to show. I'm going to agree with you on the B, bro. Straight up. Good job, Austin Heckler. The real Austin Heckler. Let's see. Go ahead and read off Sonny D's team, please.
Sonny D started off with Justin Jefferson, Mark Andrews, Travis Etienne, DJ Moore, Jalen Waddle like a duck, Darnell Mooney, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Joe Burrow, Sky Moore, Alexander Mattison, Tyler Algier, J.D. McTick, Albert O., Odell Beckham Jr.
Ooh, getting that Odell Beckham Jr. With your last pick, Mr. Irrelevant for sure.
Excited to see him on the Saints, are you?
Is that where you think he's going? I think he's going to be a Ram again.
Did you see the post?
No. What happened?
I think it was the Saints that had a – it was Jarvis Landry and him, like, hung out at the Saints preseason, and then Jarvis Landry made a post about Odell, and he was wearing a Saints jersey and flexing or whatever.
Ooh, I don't care. I don't like Odell. They were together in the Cleveland, and it didn't fucking make a difference. So, but I like Jarvis Landry more than I like Odell. But
I love the wide receivers on this team: Justin Jefferson, DJ Moore, Jalen Waddle, and Darnell Mooney, and Sky Moore. I love every one of those guys. The running back room's a little rough with, you know, Travis Etienne, which I'm sure he's going to be all right, but there's a lot of other guys that I would probably take over him, like Ezekiel Elliott, in my opinion, in the third round. Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the seventh, I think it's good value. He just scares me. I have him in another league, but he is a very scary running back, especially in standard, because I feel like he's more of a pass-catching back. I like Joe Burrow a lot. You know, that's the dude. Then you got Tyler Algier, who I think is a big sleeper. We got an episode coming out soon with sleepers. You should check that out as soon as it drops. Hit the notification so you can get it as soon as it drops, and the bell. Thank you so much. And then JD McKissick, you know, he's going to be part of that work. I think he's going to get the check down work as well. And then Albert O, I love him as a tight end. It's not a horrible team, but it's not the greatest team either.
Yeah, yeah. What is it? Who was taken fourth overall in the first round?
Justin Jefferson.
What is Justin Jefferson?
What is Justin Jefferson?
All right. Yeah, there you go, buddy. Yeah, Justin Jefferson. Maybe he's drafted at the four and he, you know, he can't see it too well or something. And yeah. Justin Jefferson, buddy. Sorry. Anyway, yeah, I agree. But like you said, he went wide receiver. Right. And then he goes tight end. So, you know, his running back room is a little weaker. But like you said, I do like Tyler Algier, and I think he's going to pop. I think he's going to end up taking over after Cordell Patterson doesn't do quite as well as he did last year. Dude's getting old, you know. But so what happened here is, you know, he said, screw it. And he just said, I'm going wide receiver ham, whack. Whack, whack. And so he had to just reach for, you know, whatever running back he could get. But I don't hate the team. That's for sure. It's not my cup of tea. It's not my way of, you know, of thinking about it in these kind of drafts, but I can see how it'll work. Joe Burrow, I mean, in the eighth round, that's about right. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. And between Joe Burrow and Russ, and like I say, this is probably biased in my opinion, but I'm taking Russ, and I know why everyone in the world besides me is taking Burrow.
Dang.
But I'm a Wilson baby at heart, and you know, I just think he's going to kill it this year. But
dude, taking Russ over Burrow. All right. So Sonny D, I'm going to go ahead and give you a C.
I go C plus.
C plus. Yeah, we'll average it out to a C plus. It's just the running back room for me that is a little rough. I like mostly everything else. I just don't like, you know, DJ Moore as your second wide receiver off the board. I would have much rather took, Scary Terry, even DK Metcalf over DJ Moore, but yeah.
Yeah, I think this team had the capabilities of being that no running back strategy, but I think if you're going to do that, you have to fully commit. So you go, you know, Justin Jefferson, Mark Andrews, but that third round, Travis Etienne, that should have been another top level wide receiver. Somebody like Mike Evans, who went after him. There wasn't a lot of those. A lot of those guys went off before him, so it's kind of rough right there, too.
Yeah.
You really want like a Keenan Allen, a Debo, or a Tyreek there, but all those guys are off the board, so it's kind of rough, but I think he made the best with what he had, and I think a C-plus is super solid.
Absolutely, absolutely. Good job, man. Good job. Let's see. Let's move on to Bruce. Bruce threw me a beer before the show started, just so you know. You can go in the chat and see it. I'm going to go ahead and read the team. Derrick Henry, Debo Samuel, Mike Evans, Mike Williams, Allen Robinson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, Chase Edmonds, Rashad Penny, Daryl Henderson, Kirk Cousins, Julio Jones, Brian Robinson, and Hayden Hurst. Waited till his very last pick to get a tight end. Got Hayden Hurst. I don't hate Hayden Hurst.
Definitely streaming tight ends, but there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's if you're going to stream a position, that's one of the best ones to do it.
Absolutely.
And this whole team to me just screams value at every spot. You know what I'm saying? I love the wide receivers, dude. I mean, getting Deebo Samuel, Mike Evans, Mike Williams, Allen Robinson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, DeAndre Hopkins as your, sixth wide receiver off the board. You know, he's got 6 week suspension, but he's six deep and he's your WR6. I mean,
just sit on him.
And then to get Chase Edmonds, who is the starter in Miami in the eighth round, Rashad Penny, who he's hurt right now, should be okay for week one in the ninth round. And then Daryl Henderson, who I think is taking Cam Akers' spot pretty quick. I mean, that's all value in those late round running backs. Those are the guys you want that deep in there. Kirk Cousins, I love him this year. I think people are sleeping on Kirk Cousins. He has way too many powerhouses on offense. Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook, Irv Smith. All these guys are going to kill it. And if they do, he has to.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Julio Jones in the 12 spot as your wide receiver 7. I mean.
And Bruce chimes in. Gotcha, baby. Yeah, yes, sir.
Cheers, yes, my friend.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I like, you know what I like? I like how he took him a workhorse running back, right? And then he just goes ham on grabbing some wide receivers. And like you said, all great value. And then, like you said, he picks up Chase in the 8th, going to be holding down the team. I love the Julio at the 12-8. Kirk Cousins, like you said, I think it's going to be good. Like you said, he has every opportunity to be good. So Daryl Henderson, after Cam Akers doesn't do as great as everybody thinks he's gonna, Daryl Henderson will come in and clean house. So like you said, value all around.
And here's what I will say. His running back 2 is Chase Edmonds, but his running back 2.5 is Deebo Samuel, baby.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, they put in his contract that if he rushes, he gets paid extra for it to give him the motivation to want to get some rushes.
Ooh. That was a great move by the Shanahans.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you don't want to run anymore? They're like, how about 150,000 says you will?
That's right.
Every time you run 10 yards or whatever.
Throw money at it. Just throw money at it and it'll go away. He's like, I love running. That wasn't what he's going to come out and say. That's not even what it was about, you know?
Yeah. He's like, I'm here to help the team. Whatever they need me to do, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh. So what do you think?
What are you grading this team?
What am I grading this team? You know what? I love the strategy here. I'm thinking B minus because there's so much potential on this team.
That's exactly. It has to be a B team, man. This is a B team throughout. There is no way this team is a C team on any level. This team is a B at the floor and an A+ at the ceiling.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. There's a chance this team murders. And like I say, you're tied in. You know, you're picking a different one every week anyway. And Hayden Hurst, good offense to start on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good job, buddy. Good job over there. Let's see. Stick around for the end. We're going to find who we think got the best graded team, and we're going to find out who we think got the worst graded team. And, guys, I'm going to go ahead and take this opportunity to remind you guys to go ahead and hit that like button for us, please. Help us help get us out there a little more. You know, help make dreams come true. You can save a poor white guy right in here today for just clicks on the dollar.
That's right, baby. In the arms of the angels.
Most deaf, most deaf. All right, Trey, you're up, buddy.
I'm on the clock.
I'm going to read your team off. Dalvin Cook, Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott, Michael Pittman, Marquise Brown, Kyler Murray, Treylon Burks, Alan Lazard, Zach, my ball, Zach Ertz, James Robinson, Tua Tunga Viola, Kenneth Gainwell, Devontae Parker, and Deontay Foreman. I will say this, man. I was looking at Tua Tagovailoa's name, and I think I've been saying it wrong this whole time. It goes T-A, bro. I always say Tagovailoa. Am I saying it right?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's Tagovailoa, but it's like Tuga.
Tagovailoa. Oh, Tuga. I was saying like Tagovailoa.
No, like anyway, Tuga.
That's really not important right now. But let's see. Like I was saying while we were drafting, there's a lot of chance here, but you're the kind of guy that likes to take chances.
You got to take risks to get the dubs, baby.
You got to risk it to get the biscuit. Absolutely. Zeke, you know, I know we started in the preseason saying that we didn't think Zeke was going to be much. And as time progressed, our thoughts on him progressed. And
now, I will intercede here and say that I will not take Zeke before the third round. But in the third round, I think he's great value.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree with that. I like most of your wide receiver core. Traylon scares me. But like you said, I think they are going to use him, being he's not playing a lot of preseason. Or perhaps he was having, you know, they were worried about his breathing. I don't know. Hopefully not. I mean, I'm just saying.
I feel like I have to take Burks this year. You know, I think he's coming to my wedding. So, like, he has to be on my team.
Is he coming to your wedding?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have worked it out where he's going to show up. So, we'll see.
Nice, bro. Heck yeah. Damn it, man. Anyway, so yeah. Let's see. Kyler Murray. I like the Kyler Murray and Zach Ertz, and I love the stack there. Let me see what I could think of for your grade here. What do you have to say for yourself about your team? Let me say this first.
Well, if I were to grade myself and you know, now analyze my own team, I would say that my running backs are my strongest suit and massive workhorses. My wide receivers are good, but they're not great. I've only got five of them, and it's a three wide receiver team. But I think that Michael Pittman is a sleeper. I think his value is in the fourth round is great. Marquise Brown, I think, is even greater value. And then Alan Lazard, who, I mean, it's a risky pick, but if he's the man, I mean, it's a league winner right there. Yeah. I love Zach Ertz. He was fifth at a tight ends last year, and I got him in the ninth round. I mean, I think this is a super solid minimum C+ team.
Yeah, I'm right there. Yeah, at a C, definitely. Just because of the risk and just because of some of the wide receiver stuff you got going on there. Yes, Bruce chimes in. He says, thanks, boys. That was fun to listen to. Thank you for listening, Bruce. Yeah, hey, come back anytime, buddy. And like I said, send me a friend request over on Sleeper, and we'll invite you to some more of these things. If you know, we're trying to do at least one of these a week live, so hit us up, man.
All right, Frosty 4 next on the list to get a grade. We got Najee Harris, Aaron Jones, Patrick Mahomes, George Kittle, JK Dobbins, Ken Walker, Tyler Key and Lockett, Garrett Wilson, Christian Kirk, Damian Pierce, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Deshaun Watson, Jacoby Myers, and David Njoku.
Njoku. This was an auto draft, just for the record. I like Najee at the 7. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Najee at the 7. Aaron Jones. I like Kenneth Walker. I'm not big on J.K. Dobbins. You know, he could change my mind. I love Damian Pierce. Yeah, he's on Houston, but I think he's going to go ham, bro. But I think taking a quarterback in the third round, he still managed to do some okay things with this team. Mm-hmm. Don't you think? Okay. I like Lockett. People are sleeping on Lockett just because he hasn't got nobody to throw it to him. Garrett Wilson is, I think, going to do some surprising things. Marquez Valdez-Scantling stacked up with Patrick Mahomes. Go for it.
Personally, I think Lockett only had value because of Russ, and I think without Russ, he is irrelevant.
Nah, I disagree completely with that, man. I think, you know, I feel like every single time that Lockett went off, he was playing me in fantasy, bro. So I've only seen him when I've been paying very close attention to him. He's always succeeded. And yeah, Russ was great and helped him out, and they had great chemistry. But I think with Lockett, it's just about throwing that ball deep and letting him get it.
Yeah, and I just wonder if he can, because I think that's where he did get most of his fantasy value, is from those deep 60-yard touchdowns, whatever. And can he pull that off with a Geno Smith or a Drew Lock? And that's the scary part.
I mean, he had Geno a lot of the year last year, and he still managed to put up some points. Not a ton, but he was decent. No doubt. Deshaun Watson at the 12-6, I don't like. I feel like that's a wasted pick. I think the NFL gets what they want, and I think they're going to get what they want, and he's going to be out for the year. I'm very surprised he got to play for the preseason. That doesn't make a ton of sense to me. Does it to you?
Well, because he hadn't played in, 500 and something days or something like that, so they wanted to get him on the field to get some reps in case he is able to play in 6 weeks or whatever.
Sure, but technically, is he not suspended right now?
I mean, I guess not. He's on the field.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, he's suspended. Why is he on the field? Yeah, it's preseason. The games don't matter, but...
Because he got suspended for 6 NFL games.
Oh, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
so he's not suspended from being at the games or anything like that. He's suspended from playing in the real games when it's real time. This is preseason bullshit, which I agree with you. I think that he shouldn't be able to play.
Right. But I mean, he shouldn't even be able to be at practice. I don't think they're even allowed at practice when they're suspended, are they?
I'm not 100% on that, but
yeah. Anyway, enough about Deshaun. Let's just go ahead and grade this team, this auto draft right here.
I'm going to go C minus. I think the running backs are very solid, even though it's an auto draft. I don't like taking Patrick Mahomes so early, but I don't like any of the wide receivers.
Yeah. Like I said, even Christian Kirk is a sleeper pick, is a sneaky sleeper pick.
If you had better wide receivers ahead of him, I love Christian Kirk as my third, but not when I feel like he's probably going to be the best guy on my team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, I agree with the grade on that one, definitely. What the Fayuk? This is my homeboy, What the Fayuk. He's done a draft like this with us before, and you know, he's a great dude. I don't know, something must have came up because he was very excited to be on here with us. So we're going to go ahead and grade your auto draft, buddy, so at least you have something to look forward to with that.
Right.
Ja'Marr Chase, Nick Chubb, Kyle Pitts, Deontay Johnson, Antonio Gibson, Jalen Hurts, Damian Harris, Devin Singletary, Chase Claypool, Russell Gage, Christian Watson, Hunter Henry, Justin Fields, and Alec Pierce. Real quick, Bruce chimes in again. Just sent both you guys requests and subscribe to your channel. This was a good time.
Bro, hey, y'all, be like Bruce. Be like Bruce out here. Hitting the subscribe button.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, brother. Yeah, you guys, be like Bruce. Subscribe to the channel. Thank you so much, bro. We really do appreciate that very much, man. Mad You're the respect. Man. Absolutely. And definitely down to do it again. Yes, sir. We can't wait for you next time, bro. Yeah, I mean, you had a pretty solid team, so we'll see you then, buddy. Remember to send me that friend request on Sleeper so I can get you in the next one. Anyways.
All right. So this is an auto draft team, but I do like I don't like Ja'Marr Chase going over Cooper Kupp. I think Cooper Kupp is the pick there. I do like Ja'Marr Chase, but going over Cooper Kupp, it's really hard to look at that and not see problems. Nick Chubb, Antonio Gibson, Damian Harris, and Devin Singletary. All four of these running backs scare me. Nick Chubb the least amount, but he's also, you know, the better running back out of all of them. Mm-hmm. But I do like Kyle Pitts. Deontay Johnson, I think, is a sleeper right now. I think people are sleeping hard on Deontay Johnson. I personally was sleeping hard on Deontay Johnson, slowly coming up more on him. But Chase Claypool as your second wide receiver, they're on the same team. So it's Yeah. I like Russell Gage. I like Christian Watson, the rookie out of Green Bay. I don't know how much work he's going to get, but as a deep wide receiver, I like him, you know, in the 11th round.
Well, he's on, man,
it's a tough team, man. You know, it's got some good stuff, but it has a lot of bad stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to have to go with a D+ on this team.
Oof. Yeah. I'm going to go, what'd you say, D+? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go C-, just slightly above, just because I like the Jalen Hurts. And yeah, he should have taken Cup over Jamar Chase, but I really like Jamar Chase and Nick Chubb. And like you said, Deontay, I think there is some potential here. Russell Gage is a standout in training camp. Jalen Hurts was going off in preseason. I mean, he was playing against some backups and stuff like that. But, man, if he can keep doing that, man, there'd be something special over there. So I'm going just slightly higher than you, but, yeah.
All right. Next team we have RBADA, Cooper Kupp, Alvin Kamara, Josh Allen, Elijah Mitchell, Amari Cooper, Miles Sanders, Hunter Renfrow, Bobby Trees, Trey Lance, Mike Gesicki, Jarvis Landry, Jameson Williams, Irv Smith, and Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard. I'm worried about Kamara, only for the fact that they can he put the court case off, right, till I think October. So he's definitely going to produce for the first half of the season. Which, I mean, if you had Derrick Henry last year, you know how that feels. It could also get pushed off, and he could be solid throughout the whole year, but that chance kind of scares me. I mean, to take him so early in the draft and taking that chance, you know what I'm saying? That scares me. But, I love Kamara and, you know, Josh Allen as your quarterback. I mean, that's amazing. And then they got Trey Lance to slide in for the bye week, and you know, maybe Trey Lance is going off and Josh Allen's struggling a little bit, you know, who knows. I myself am not a big believer in Trey Lance, but I know the people that are very passionate about why they think he's going to be great. I love the wide receivers. I really do. You know, like we were talking about Amari Cooper a little bit earlier, but for the most part, I love Renfrow, and I think Renfrow is going to pick up where he left off from last year. I think he's going to be really good. I've heard good things on Irv Smith, but Mike Gesicki, as I said earlier, they're saying he's going to be more of a blocking tight end in the Mike McDaniel scheme, so that scares me a little bit. Yeah. What do you think?
I think this is a very average team. It's a good team, but I think it's very average. You know, the running backs are a little rough. I like the wide receivers. I like the quarterback. Tight end's a little iffy there too. But I think this is a solid, just C+ passing grade team.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. That makes sense. Cause yeah, you're right on the running backs, even though you love you some Elijah Mitchell, don't you?
Yeah, but he's on a hamstring right now, and that scares me because he's, you know, he was hurt last year, and he had, you know, he had a couple ins and outs last year, and that scares me because I'm not trying to deal with all that. And the Shanahan offense too is risky, man.
Yeah, bro. Does that mean our boy JWJ might be making a comeback?
I hope, baby.
Wilson Jr. I love Jeff Wilson Jr. That dude helped me win the fantasy playoffs a few years back, obviously, when he was producing hardcore. I love me some JWJ. But I agree with the grade on that one. Yeah, very average, but definitely you could definitely make some moves and make it better, for sure.
All right. Jumping on the bandwagon, let's get this team started. DeAndre Swift, Joe Mixon, T. Higgins, Josh Jacobs, Brandon Cooks, Gabe Davis, Chris Olave Garden, Elijah Moore, Tom Brady, Pat Freiermuth, Rashad White, Marlon Mack, Matty Ryan, and Jamal Williams.
Matty Ryan.
Matty Ryan.
Well, what do you think?
Yeah, man. I like this team a lot. I like the running backs. The wide receivers are very wide receivers. T. Higgins, Brandon Cooks, Gabe Dave, Chris Olave, Elijah Moore. I love them. I actually think this is the better this is more the wide receivers that I like versus some of the guys you normally pick. Yeah. Tom Brady, you know, freaking the ninth round. It's hella value. What was he like? Quarterback six last year. And then Rashad White, you know, to get in Tampa down there, you got to get you a little more than Tampa than Tom Brady, don't you? You got to have somebody else from Tampa on the team.
Hey, I've been trying to dial it back on the Tampa, bro. So yeah.
I love the Jamal Williams with your last pick. I think that is immaculate value, especially because you got Swift. So you got the handcuff in case Swift goes down. He's already going to get work anyway. I would give this team a B- for sure.
Hey, I can dig that. You know, I saw on Hard Knocks, Jamal Williams getting very emotional in the huddle. I don't know if you saw this, but
they're all haven't started watching it yet, but I'm about to.
I haven't started watching it yet either. I like to let them build up a little, but I saw it on a preview or on YouTube. I saw it on YouTube, and he's talking in the huddle. They all got their hands up, and he's like, "When I think about last year, I think about our record." And, dude, he's like choking up, bro. Like, that makes me want to succeed. And, bro, I don't know, man. He just
– You felt it, huh?
I felt it, bro. So,
hell yeah.
Jamal Williams with the last pick, I think, like you said, was great. Yeah. These are a lot of different players than I would generally pick, like you said. But, you know, I got what I thought was the best at the time. Let's go to Waddle, 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 Waddle. Let's see what he's got. Davante Adams, CeeDee Lamb, Cam Akers, David Montgomery, Lamar Jackson, Dalton Schultz, Cordero Patterson, Melvin Gordon, Kadarius Toney, Matthew Stafford, Cole Kmet, Naheem Hines, Mecole Hardman, and Gus Bus Edwards.
Yeah, man, I don't hate this team at all. I think that this team was trying to do the no running back thing a little late, and then they went back from it. Personally, I would have took, instead of Cam Akers, I would have took like a Deontay Johnson or a Michael Pittman right there and still got David Montgomery, Cordero Patterson, and Melvin Gordon, who are all guys that are going late that could potentially go off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I do like David Montgomery at the 4-2. I like David Montgomery. I think he's going to be something special. Lamar as his quarterback, so you know he's going to have legs. I like the wide receivers for the most part. I mean, this is like he's got the least amount of wide receivers, I think, in the league. He's rocking four of them. He's got what he needs, I guess. But Davante and CD as your first two picks. What do you think about that?
Man, like I say, it looks like that you know, no running back start where you grab some super high up wide receivers. I just don't think, you know, and I like both of those wide receivers. It's just it's tough to make that your first and second pick, man. It's tough.
Well, you know, I get it though. Like maybe they, you know, they're in the later rounds. So like we said earlier, you know, you want to try a different thing rather than workhorse because there's not a ton of them left. And so they're like, I'm going to go wide receiver. I'm going to get me another wide receiver. Right. And then by the time it gets all the way back to them, they start peeking over at them running backs and they're like, slim pickings over here, baby.
I got to get something.
Exactly. But the quarterback, I love, you know, I like Lamar for your fantasy team and Matthew Stafford, just in case. We're going to grade this team. What are you thinking, Trey?
I'm going to go C- on this team.
Yeah.
And it's tough because I do like the team. I don't hate the team. I might even go a solid C. I take away the minus because Davante Adams and CeeDee Lamb are, you know, great value. Yeah, I'm going to go solid C.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was going to go slightly up to a C just because, you know, you got Davante, he's got Lamar, you know, he's got some winners in there sprinkled in. Good job, Waddle. Last team, Team 12, I guess they left.
I'm going to go ahead and read this off, and then I want to talk about it real quick about drafting at the turn, 12 spot.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Travis Kelce, Stephon Diggs, Breece Hall, Justin Herbert, Chris Godwin, A.J. Dillon, Tony Pollard, Devonta Smith, Dawson Knox, Aaron Rodgers, Jahan Dotson, Michael Gallup, Tyron Davis-Price, and Raheem Mostert. Now, here's my take on drafting at the 12th spot. I've done several mock drafts over the past couple months, and one thing that I have figured out that if you are drafting in the 12th spot, I feel like you have to take running back, because if you don't, the running backs that come back to you just aren't starting running backs that are going to. And here's the thing. It's not only that you don't get good running backs, but you give everyone else those guys that you passed up on. And so every team after you got better because you didn't take running back, And so that's scary. I mean, you see guys like freaking Saquon Barkley and Aaron Jones going all the way to the 2-7. You could have grabbed both of those guys and start, you know what I mean? And at the 12th spot, you would have had a great start to an amazing team. Now, I understand taking Kelce and Diggs. It's just I would personally think that it's better to take running backs in that position.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Great advice, Trey. That just goes to show you that Trey is paying attention no matter where he is drafting. That's good stuff, buddy. So you don't agree with the Travis Kelce then tight end as your first pick in the, at the 12th spot?
I don't. I would take Travis Kelce in the first round. I like him in the second. Mm-hmm. More towards the mid second, like I'm saying, if I'm doing the no running back kind of thing and I take Justin Jefferson, like that dude did, Justin Jefferson, Mark Andrews, you go awesome wide receiver like Cooper Kupp or Justin Jefferson, hit a tight end like Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews, hit a third awesome wide receiver, and then grab a running back. I like that strategy, but when you mix it up and you try to do more than one strategy at a time, it gets confusing and your team hurts because of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. He did manage to pull Justin Herbert in the fourth, and Aaron Rodgers as his backup. I mean, that's pretty good. I like that.
I'm not mad at that at all.
So let's go ahead and let's slap a grade on this bad boy. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. What do you say?
I'm going to say C-.
Yeah.
Because it's not a bad team. Mm-hmm. I just think it was a bad strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. It got twisted up. Like,
yeah,
exactly. Started one way, things didn't fall their way, and so they panicked. Mm-hmm. Seems like. Yeah. C-. Yeah. I agree. So that is our mock draft in the book.
In the books, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Actually, you know what? I forgot. We need to say who got the best and who got the worst.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Real quick.
So are we doing who's got the best grade? Because we just already know that. Or who's your favorite team and who's your
least favorite? Who's your favorite and who's your least favorite team?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. My favorite team is got to be – I like the Hammers team. At the one,
the Hammer. At the one, yeah.
I think he did a really good job, and but Austin Heckler did really good too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to toss up between Heckler and the Hammer.
Mine's a toss up between Heckler and Brews.
Brews, oh yeah, Brews had a great team and a surprisingly great team. The way he just grabbed all them wide receivers, it turned out really good. Okay, so if we're going to say, I'm going to go with Heckler. I mean, he's
I am as well. Yeah.
I'm going with Heckler.
Austin Heckler, that's going to be my favorite team for sure.
I mean, he kind of had an unfair advantage being that he literally played in the NFL, but he knows these guys. He knows things we don't know, but
that's right. That's right.
Okay.
All right. Least favorite team. Let me see here.
I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings or nothing, but
I mean, yeah, but this is how you get better. You know what I mean? You learn from your mistakes. And this is also our opinion. You can tell us to go fuck ourselves. You know what I mean? But it's like,
absolutely. I think team 12, the last one,
man, I think that Bandy guy, I don't know. I agree with you. I think team 12, based on the strategy alone, I think you have to take a running back right there. When you're that deep in the league, you got to get that value as early and quick as you fucking possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One more time. I just thought I would show this again just because it was so great. Just sent both of you guys requests and subscribed to your channel. This was a good time. Bruce had a great time. I'm sorry. Bruce had a good time. Guys, you can have a good time too. All you got to do is hit that like button, subscribe to our channel, hit us up on Sleeper. Our names were up there. Send us a friend request and you could jump in with us too on those. Guys, don't forget to check out Manscaped. Those guys are doing big things. We're doing big things for them. Guys, thanks so much for watching. Trey?
Let's go.
Let's ride. Let's ride.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go. Here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.